Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 26th day of September 2012, and Lord willing, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours today, and I am wound up and ready to go. There are huge explosions at military compounds and universities inside Syria as Western-backed Al-Qaeda prepares to try to overthrow the entire government and put a new jihadi command base in place, which will then be used as the excuse to take our liberties here at home. And the public is so addled with worrying about the striking referees that they'll be happy to have the TSA set up checkpoints and grope their family and take them to FEMA camps as long as the referees come off of strike. Spain recoils as its hungry forage for in trash bins for the next meal. They're going the Argentina route that we saw in 2000. This is where the rest of Europe's going, and it's where we're going. And I've been telling you that for a decade and intensely since 2008 because it's a plan. How do I know the future? It's a plan. The only way we don't have a big war with Iran is to back the globalist off. The only way we don't have this global depression is to expose that they're behind it. And then if we're successful in stopping a strike on Iran, we get blamed and they say, oh, you said there'd be a strike on Iran. Or if we're successful backing off a total implosion in the economy, they say, oh, you said we have a bad economy when we already have a terrible economy. This is the mind games the system plays. We're in a depression to a great extent, but it can certainly get a hell of a lot deeper. Oh, there's going to be a war in Libya, Mr. Fearmonger. Then there is a war in Libya. Oh, big deal. That's not a war. That's peace. Oh, there's going to be a war in Syria, Mr. Fearmonger. Oh, well, that's not war. That's a peace action. Oh, the TSA is going to be on checkpoints on the highways, Mr. Fearmonger. Well, big deal. They're on the highways now. Oh, they're going to have FEMA camps. Well, Congress has bills openly to fund them. The Emergency Centers Act. You were right, but you're still wrong. Yeah, the Army admits re-education camps in public documents 3.5 months ago, but they even used the term re-education camp. My goodness. And you know what? Do you get a little medal for being right? No, you're a fearmonger. Where's the crisis? Where's the problem? Where's the police state, Alex, you talked about? So they're launching 30,000 drones. So the NSA admits they're spying on us without warrants. So they got kids wearing RFID tags at public schools everywhere and people thumb scanning and face scanning to buy and sell. So we got the biggest prison population in the world. So we got the highest cancer rates in the world. So there's more lawsuits being filed as the EPA's been caught pumping toxic gas into hospitals. Oh, yeah, that's coming up today. Big deal. So the government apologized for shooting little kids up with syphilis. So they nerve gassed some of our troops and killed thousands of them. Big deal. So the troops are dying of cancer at record numbers from DU, and they've got 14, 15-fold increases in cancer in Iraqi children from DU and a 4- to 5-fold increase in our troops. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Cities and counties and states are going bankrupt everywhere. Corporations are going bankrupt everywhere. What's the big deal? So they're rioting and raiding all over Europe food stores. What's the big deal? So unemployment's really 25% nationwide, according to John Williams' shadow stats. What's the big deal? Everything's okay. You're not supposed to wake up and say no to this. You're supposed to stay in your normalcy bias. You're supposed to go along with all of this. You're supposed to put up with it. You're not supposed to have a problem with any of this. You're supposed to love it. So what? There's hundreds and hundreds of studies showing GMO sterilizes all the rats by 3 generations that eat it and causes organ failure and premature death. And then we see those exact type trends forming in humans. What's the big deal? Come on, man. The government's great. Public school's great. Everything's good. Man, mega corporations care about us. Sure, Bayer Pharmaceutical for 11 years shipped out blood. They knew had HIV in it, killing hundreds of thousands.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie.
No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Energize. I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. I am ready to go. It is Wednesday, the 26th day of September, 2012. And I have come here to rampage in a full frontal assault on the globalist facade, the crumbling facade of globalist lies and fraud. Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for a journey into the depths of truth. Only by facing the whole truth and nothing but the truth can we grip liberty and freedom and enlightenment and empowerment in our time, in our age, and for our progeny. We stand at the fulcrum. We stand at the interchange, the crossroads, the jump point to the future. It is being governed now, and we are wrestling against armies of control freaks, the scientific technocracy that craves control of humanity and our destiny, that craves control of reality. But humanity is awakening to this great threat. And the sleeping giant that is our true intellect is beginning to awaken, is beginning to stir, and like a giant engine, the wheels for a great period dormant are beginning to move. And once they begin to turn, nothing on earth can stop them. Only the good Lord above, the creator of the firmament, can stop it. And why would God stop it? Because truth and justice and enlightenment and creativity and life and empowerment flows out of the creator. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday transmission. And let me tell you about who's coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, will be joining us as, well, even Forbes is listing him as one of the top 10 living economists to break down what QE Unlimited is going to do to the world economy and what he sees happening with war drums. Then we're going to have David Schneier. And David Schneier heads up the group that has filed suit, the American Tradition Institute Environmental Law Center. They caught in North Carolina. We knew about this months ago, but couldn't talk about it because David Knight's involved as well, helping them. One of our reporters, one of our field reporters, discovering how they were pumping toxic gas into a hospital. You cannot make this up. It's par for the course. These are eugenicists. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, states that it's illegal to do testing on the American people without their consent, unless it's for research. Says absolutely forbidden unless it's for research purposes. That's why the chemtrailing, all of it's called research. Maybe they'll start robbing banks and call it research, or, you know, running children down in the middle of the street when they get off the school bus and call it research. I mean, that's the games these people play. That's why the eugenicists that created Hitler in this country, the Rockefeller Foundation and others, look it up. It's a fact. It's not debatable. There's New York Times, number one bestsellers, breaking it down from the Nuremberg trials. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefeller Eugenics Institute, the Cold Springs Harbor Institute, they They hired over 28,000 top Nazis, congressional reports show, to run not just NASA, as you know, but every other agency, and to come over here and start nerve gassing and chemical weaponing and radiating our troops and their wives and their children by the tens of thousands. They were coming home, baby. The Nazis didn't come over here. The Nazis came from here and went over there. And they are called liberals today. They're not real liberals. That's their cloaking device. That's their cloaking device. That's their camouflage. These are eugenicists, and they're savage, and they mean business. And they want control of society. They're control freaks. And they crave it. Just like you and I crave liberty and crave freedom. And we like seeing people free, and we like seeing people do well, and we like seeing success, and we're not threatened by it. Their type is threatened by it and wants to run everything. Whereas those of us that are strong are ashamed when we dominate people that are weaker. Even when the weak are in the wrong, we don't want to exercise our power. There's a governor built into us. The evil weak crave the power because they are weak. And they are the age-old enemy of our species. And they must be overcome before humans can go to the next level. And they will be overcome. They will be defeated. Pretty wound up today, because what happens is I read this news last night, this morning, I sit in here for an hour before pouring over it, and it gets me wound up. But then it doesn't have that first look or that second look or that third look feeling of a new piece of news to me. That's why I tend to never even cover 10% of it. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I tend to settle back just into the basic thought processes of our enemies so that you may understand their twisted, dark, satanic logic. Because once you understand the twisted logic of these twisted brainiacs, then you can understand their entire course. Before even going out and reading their writings, you will know their thoughts before you confirm it by their own roadmaps and battle plans that they're so arrogant they leave all around us to see. But it's more than that. It is a metaphysical rule that the enemy must tell you what it's going to do before it does it. The vampire must trick you into inviting it into your home. And these are spiritual vampires. They are your mortal enemy. And the fact that you won't recognize it, that we have malevolent, twisted, demonic, animated creatures walking the face of this earth, seeking power, roaring to see who they can devour, going about roaring, seeing who they can devour, who will cower to them, who will fall in fear. I used to watch movies as a child and think when the killer came in with a knife or something, why did everybody fall down in fear and shake? I thought that wasn't real. I thought that that was only in movies until I studied real history and saw that actually a lot of people act like that in reality. That's why so many people hear this show or see this show at PrisonPlanet.tv, and they think I'm trying to scare them. No! Somebody bust in here with a knife or a gun. I defend myself, not because I'm Billy Bad Butt, but because I have a survival instinct, and so I have a defensive killer instinct that will trump evil any day. Evil cannot keep coming if somebody good stands in its way and is committed. You may be struck down, but in that act, it activates at a subatomic level other resistors. And that's what we have to do. We have to beat the drum to call out the humans who are ready to resist the tyrants. We have to commit to the ancient and holy rite of resistance to tyrants. It is the only way to truly fulfill yourself. And yes, my friends, to commune with the creator of the universe. And I'm trying not to preach here, but I just can't help it, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what it's really all about. And you're not going to find it in 95% of these churches. I'm going to stop right there and let you know what's coming up today. I told you about the guest. Huge amounts of incredible news. Massive explosions in Damascus strike top Syrian army building. Probably not even a bombing. Probably 2,000-pound bomb looking at it. How do I know? I've studied warfare. How did I know that the reactor cores had blown up at Fukushima. I interviewed top radiation experts, nuclear plant designers, nuclear physicist. I blew up the video of Reactor 3 blowing up. I looked up the fact they were storing the fuel rods on top. I looked at the fuel rod storage containers and was able to say those are fuel rod containers blown 2 miles. By measuring the video off the height of the communication towers around the facility. And then, of course, it came out a year later in the New York Times that they were storing the rods on top of the buildings and they'd been blown 2 miles. Total precision. Not hard to engage in. Not hard to engage in. I can look at the bombing a few months ago, one of the military training facilities, and this new one and tell you that does not look like a car bomb. That does not look... No. This is the so-called West, the bankers, so Al-Qaeda can get in control, bombing. If it was a cruise missile, it was a big one. Probably airdropped from high altitude. But we'll be getting into that today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into Spain recoils as it's hungry, forage and trash bins for the next meal, just like Argentina. Just like Greece, it's coming here by design, so you'll learn to worship those that did it, who will pose as your savior with pleasure. We're also announcing a new national anti-TSA campaign, Opt Out and Film Week. Going to be breaking that down. Two big reports up at Infowars.com that are very revealing. 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. Also, you know you're a conspiracy theorist if we saw Liberty Blitzkrieg blog put out a great point on this, so we added some of our own to the bottom of it. We encourage you to do the same at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's what's coming up. The new magazine's out. We'll show you that as well.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are back.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye.
That's the good part about the New World Order being all over the place, having their operatives taking over every facet of society, raising taxes, regulations, trying to rob us every way they can. We're completely surrounded, so we got plenty of targets in the info war, and the oppression of the system is really starting to wake people up in a big, big way. Coming up after our two guests join us in the next hour, I'm going to be getting into the tipping point and other historical tipping points and an example of how easy it is to actually defeat the globalists if we just wake up to their tyranny. And as I said, I will also get into, you know, you are a conspiracy theorist if, coming up in the next segment, and then 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. Both are up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. But let me get into the economy first here. Here is CNBC. Spain recoils as its hungry forage trash bins for the next meal. They have upwards in some cities a 50% unemployment. It's over 30% in the general country. And the debt that they've signed on to, over 90% of it, the same in every other country, whether it's Iceland or Greece or Ireland or Portugal, is derivatives that their government signed on to that's not even their debt. But they use financial ignorance to carry out this entire fraud. And the New York Times is also reporting on this. Here's another one. Greek workers begin general strike. Anti-austerity walkout called by unions expected to ground flights, disrupt local transport, and shut down services. Here's the plan, though. The bankers brag in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002 when Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. We had him on at the time. He wouldn't say he released him, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you how the cow ate the cabbage. or that a bear goes to the bathroom in the woods, but it was how they were planning to do this in the first world. And so since 2002, with Greg Palast, and I wrote a chapter in my book about it, Descent into Tyranny, explaining they would do this here with derivatives, sign us on, that's 10 years ago on record, I said this would happen, and then always pose as the saviors, imploding us each step of the way. And so they use what they call the IMF World Bank riot. As things implode, they know you're going to riot. Well, they just sit back offshore as the society even implodes more, and then use that as a way to drive down the value of property and companies even more, to then come in with more fiat money and buy it all up. See, that's why they destroy countries one at a time, though. You notice that this is a systematic gobbling. Because if a country ever resists and turns the tide, and if they ever get exposed, the globalists will back off. They know if it goes worldwide and people wake up, they could join together worldwide or in coalitions and go arrest the globalists. So they take countries one at a time. It's a military tactic. You take one island, one country at a time, you exploit that country against the next. It's also a communist control system. They learn from the British. So that's what we're seeing here, an island hopping takeover. Continuing here, London Independent, Angela Merkel, Europe must stay the course on painful reform, raising every form of taxes on small businesses, exempting big ones, cutting all sorts of benefits, but raising taxes to give tens of trillions of dollars to megabanks. Now, look, it's happening here, too. Household incomes falls in August off 8.2% under Obama. Now, again, here's CNBC. Tax hikes coming no matter who wins the White House. And the Federal Reserve are the ones, the private bank, same European stockholders, saying we need to tax the rich people, even though they've written the laws so the billionaires are exempt. They say tax the guy and his wife making a quarter mil a year, who actually goes to your restaurant, goes to your store, or hires you. Get rid of them. You can. Argentina used to have a huge middle class. 100 years ago, they had more money than we did per capita. They were the richest thing in this hemisphere. Not anymore. This is the plan. They don't want independent wealth. They want mega rich exempt globally from the laws they pass domestically. So there it is. They break down how they're going to bring up all these big new taxes, and the Federal Reserve's promoting VAT, which is in the Republican Party platform now, on top of the income tax. A VAT, which brings government surveillance over every level of the economy. France loves it. Socialists love it. So we're going to give you more of that straight ahead, because this is all going to come here next. Killing yourself to live. Killing yourself to live. Killing yourself to live. The global social engineers can play God. They control almost every country in the world by stealth corruption, by takeover, by infiltration that the great Roman philosopher and statesman Cicero talked about. The traitor is the plague. Print me that quote again, guys. Thank you. And now they've got all of our resources and our work and the taxes we pay to use against us. And then they come out and lie because we wake up and know there's no law to take vaccines. And we learn how deadly they are. And now they say, okay, we told you it was the law. It wasn't. Now we're going to pass laws to shoot into you whatever Big Pharma says, even though Big Pharma has been caught doing secret medical testing and killing innocent people for 100 years. And most Big Pharma is eugenics owned and run, if not by the Nazis, by the groups that created the Nazis in the U.S., England, and France. Think about how crazy it is to be involved in any of this. Of course, these big eugenics-based companies that see us as animals and their religion is poisoning us and killing us. Of course, they're engineering the wheat and GMO corn to sterilize all the rodents that eat it. Of course, we're losing our fertility. Of course, they've got estrogen mixed into the plastics to sterilize us. Of course, the AP even admitted a few years ago that hundreds of major water supplies have levels of Prozac way above what could be there from runoff from sewage. and they did studies, it wasn't a particular type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It was a general generic type being added to the water. Of course people are docile. Electromagnetic, chemical, all of it. You're under attack. But by being conscious of it, by being aware of it, of the toxic toxification, you can battle back against the enemy and become aware of them. But you've got to know you've been hit. We're under soft kill, and I'm going to be breaking that down after our guests leave us. I've got a big list of things I want to go over here. I want to continue with the economic news, then get into the Al-Qaeda forces being backed by the West. New developments on that front. Russia suspends import and use of American GM corn after study revealed cancer risk. We're going to be getting to all of this and a lot more. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, if you go over to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now, you can see an article titled October Infowars Magazine Released the Technocracy Takeover. And it's got the cover of the new second installment, October issue of the magazine. And if you scroll down on that top story at Infowars.com, again, you can see the cover that is a black pyramid with a HAL 9000 red eye hooked into a biological, chemical, alchemical, electronic android with a pile of skulls. And the headline is The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots, DARPA, the Real Skynet, October Surprise War. And then under it, this is an emergency transmission. And then there's a small smattering of some of the art that is in the new magazine. The first one that we put out for September is excellent. And it says, Rome burned, will we? Yeah, there's fires all over Europe right now. The economic collapse. Banksters plot to destroy U.S. economy. Banking cartel conquers America and brags about it. A history of government-sponsored state terror. State-sponsored terror. That sold out in 36 hours. We printed 90,000 copies, put 50,000 on the streets of Austin, sold at cost 36,000, held back 4,000, so that when we started subscriptions, which starts today, people could sign up and get a subscription to get the next 12 issues, and the first one free. That's 13 issues. Hey, 13 colonies. We say 13's lucky. And the first 3,000 people, because that we wanted to hold back 4,000. We only held back about 3,000 and change. The first 3,000 people that sign up for a year's subscription, and you couldn't support the InfoWar more by doing that, getting the word out, will get the first issue on top of the next 12. So you'll get two issues mailed to you, the first 3,000 or so that sign up for a yearly subscription. And by the way, this is really at below cost because shipping is included when you go to the site and sign up there on the website. Get your very own copy of InfoWars magazine delivered right to your door each month and every month. Beginning with the October 2012 issue, get a one-year subscription of the InfoWars magazine. Not only is the yearly subscription the most convenient way to never miss an issue, it also is a great value. You save nearly 40% off the regular monthly single price, and the price includes the cost of shipping with each monthly issue. Plus, you get locked into the low initial rate. We have big plans for the publication. With a yearly subscription, you get to watch as the InfoWars magazine grows and not worry about any monthly price increases. But most importantly, folks, you're supporting the broadcast and what we're doing. And I noticed the printout I was given doesn't have the price here, so I'll just look at it on screen. One-year subscription is $59.95. That's 12 issues, shipping included. And it actually breaks even when it comes to the shipping and what it costs us and the shipping crew. If you add the six graphics people, news editors, and all the folks in the art department, we actually lose money on it. But see, it doesn't matter because the art department's helping with Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, the films, the graphics. So it's a larger operation. But we have this literally, quite frankly, at below cost. And again, ladies and gentlemen, You have to go to the site. Guys, just, you know what? I wasn't printed because I asked for the printout. I need to be printed the one-year subscription. I just need that printed out because I this morning I said, hey, print me that. And I was printed it without the numbers on it. And so I need to actually have the year subscription, the one-year subscription information. But again, it's all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also, here's what's most important, and we'll put this up on screen. We can at least get this done. We'll put this up on screen for everybody here. You can get them at cost in bulk, 10 packs, 20 packs, 30 packs, 50 packs, 100 packs, at cost at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Again, they've got InfoWars Magazine 10-pack for $14.95, and it just goes on from there. And what a great tool. People are so used to internet only. They're so used to, you know, information being worthless. With it in, you know, the nice printout with all the graphics. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I'm not going to rant about this much more, if I can have a document cam shot right here, I want to show some of the people out there this information and just show people what's in the magazine. We've got the October Surprise War. We've got letters to the editor. We've got Big Brother to, you know, track and control everybody and the fact that they admit they're doing it. We've got face deals to buy and sell. Now you're going to be face scanned. That's going to roll in everywhere. And we've got Tripwire with the government tracking the face scanning cameras and illegally tracking everything you do. Big Sis spying on patriot groups. The Drudge Report and InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. See no evil, say no evil. DHS launches See Something, Say Something, saying speech is now bad. We've got the breakdown of will humanity survive the singularity, getting in obviously to the whole cover issue of how the elite openly say they're going to exterminate us and replace us with the machines and how we've always been cheap, but now we're worthless and actually trash. We have always the inside double spread political poster, you are the hope, you are the resistance, with the V for Vendetta fellow saying powered by InfoWars, great poster to hang up. We've also got information about fluoride in the water. We've got Rise of the Robots, End of Humanity, which is, again, amazing graphics of humans being fed into a machine and then being turned into automatons, their energy being turned into automatons, how we're building our own enslavement grid to then invade the next country. And we get into flu shots, give you the flu, all the government admissions of how they're really giving us the flu with the flu shots, just bombshell information. DARPA, the real Skynet, getting into the ground robots, the air-based robots. Big Brother in your pocket, how the cell phones are tracking enslavement grids, QE3, and what that means to your family, how both political parties are controlled, a Paul Craig Roberts article, the U.S. government buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, the latest on that, a graphic of the smart house, how you're being surveilled with the smart meters and more, just so you're aware of what's surveilling you. 11 signs that the U.S. healthcare system is heading straight down the toilet. But again, get your one-year subscription for $59.95 right now, and it doesn't even really financially support us. You know what? I said something yesterday. In closing, I want to say on this, then I'm going to get back into the news. I said something yesterday on air, and I say stuff all the time that's a fragment of what I really meant to say. I was driving home last night and heard my show being rebroadcast here locally, and I was making the point about, once you realize this is all a Matrix-like facade that the globalists are trying to insert us into, you got reality going on, but you've also got them trying to project the false reality and force it into our lives. Big Sis breaking in on your cell phones, EAS alerts, government propaganda placement, all the big sitcoms being paid to promote Obamacare, the messages in the culture, the state brainwashing your kids. And I was saying, that's why it isn't about ego, it isn't about status, it isn't about being famous. I mean, it was a little bit of that 17 years ago when I first got on air, wanting recognition, wanting to be involved, wanting to stand up, wanting to you know, stand out, wanting to be special. I mean, that's a human trait. We know we're an incredible species. But I mainly got involved being on air because I didn't want to lose my Second Amendment or property rights. I didn't like tyrants trying to run my life. That's 90% of why I got involved. But now the 10% of ego is pretty much gone. All I have is total dedication and resistance to tyranny. That's what propels me, is competitiveness against the evil, not wanting it to win. It's an instinctive genetic drive manifesting itself through my intellectual faculties. And you have the potential to be much more effective than I've been. You are incredible. You have value. That's why the globalists tell you you're trash. But I was saying it means nothing when a big Hollywood star calls me now. It means nothing when some famous rock star, and I mean, I get calls almost every week. It means nothing if they just call up and don't want to go on air. And what I mean is it means nothing that a famous person's calling me for my ego. It only means something as a signpost, as a radar ping, a sonar ping, that, hey, we're reaching more and more people and are becoming more and more effective. Just like I get excited when some old lady shakes my hand on the street. Or an old black man, or a young black man, or a young white woman, or a young Hispanic woman, whatever, whoever they are. That's a radar ping, a sonar ping that we're having a big effect. But it was a fragment. It wasn't that, oh, I don't care when famous people call me. I do care when they call me, but I care because I'm talking to an artist and an interesting soul who is awake now, and it's cool to talk to them. But it's just as cool to talk to a regular person at the grocery store. They're always like, oh, thank you for what you do. You're so great. Here's my son. Here's my daughter. Will you take a picture with them? And it's like, no, no, it's honor. It's a great honor to meet you. I see you. And, you know, I see that you're another free soul that wants liberty. We're fellow travelers together. We're on the same journey. We have the same goal of freedom and justice. So don't tell me how great I am. You're great. And in the realization of how much potential we've got, is the realization that we can survive and thrive. And that's all I'm trying to get at here. So, I mean, I heard myself say, I don't care when somebody famous calls me. Yeah, it means nothing because it's all fake anyways. What I meant was, it is such a thrill to have 36,000 of these sell out in 36 hours. We didn't do that on purpose. It just happened. 36 hours, 36,000 sold out. It is such a thrill to hold the physical thing in your hand and to see it get light years better than the first issue. That was great. That was great. This is excellent. It's going to get even better. Once it becomes somewhat profitable, which I have the price so low it won't, but we hope with advertising it does. I mean to make the thing 80-something pages, not 48 pages. You know, we're just, I mean, and let me tell you, this is a world-class magazine already. It's so much fun to envision this art, because I came up with this concept, the cover concept, and to see my graphics team, Janae Meadows and others, work together to then manifest my idea of the Black Pyramid. And then to see the articles written and the work and to see it done, that's what's thrilling. It is so dead to be at a Hollywood party with professional basketball players and A-list celebrities and all of these number 10 women. Absolutely all, they're so empty, they're so unhappy, none of it's real, their managers are there, phone calls are coming in, they're dead, they're unhappy, no fulfillment. But to sit around with a famous Hollywood person around their computer for 10 hours drinking coffee, researching the New World Order and 9/11, that's thrilling. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Reality is fulfilling. The globalists don't want you to feel fulfilled, so you go to them to be fulfilled. When the universe is all around you, creation and beauty and all that is good is so amazing. We simply have to sell the truth and sell beauty and sell what is good and point out the bad. We have to simply present good, and people will choose it over the bad. But they tell you there is no good and evil so that they can direct you. And so that's all I'm trying to say here, is that it is so thrilling to get up and to be upset and to learn that they're running over poor Chinese farmers with steamrollers that don't want to give up their property, and to know that they're murdering them, and just like Tiananmen Square, but that our media won't cover it now because we're bought and paid for by China and been totally sold out. So it's painful. It's upsetting. Watson's working on an article. Watson writes the article. Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, posted. It's picked up by scores of newspapers today. And do you think I care when most of the newspapers didn't give us credit for his Chinese wife noticing that and, you know, breaking it? I could care less. Because the thrill of the fact that that guy who who didn't get up and let the steamroller run over them, that person that is so admirable, that person that is so strong. Boom, baba, boom. Start having respect for ourselves again, and we've got to get a fighting spirit again. Everybody's fighting spirits for their local football team, their college team, their NFL team. I mean, people are hopping mad about some referee deal. Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in almost all the vaccines on record. I've got guests coming up in about 35 minutes who are suing over an investigation team. There's big news out on it today. Where the EPA is pumping toxic gas into hospitals. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And I'm sorry. You know, we're in trouble because all the men are like, yeah, I bought a case of beer watching the game. Everybody's like, man, that's manly. Yeah, I know I'm manly. And again, I mean, my grandfather went to UT with Tom Landry and was his roommate and played football with him and won first place in the hurdles at state. You know, my whole family's football, football, football. I grew up watching football. I like football. Okay, don't get me wrong, but it's become a mental illness, okay? I played football, was not very good at it. And it was hellish. When I was a freshman, they put me on varsity and I got run over and over again. I was like, why am I one of three guys you just put on varsity? I don't know which end is up. Well, you hurt people. We don't know why, but you always seem to hurt somebody. And that's what we like. That was old-fashioned football. You're not supposed to talk like that anymore. The point is that, ladies and gentlemen, we are not focused on what is important in this country and in this society. We are not focused on the core things. And you've heard them. They're announcing they're going to raise taxes no matter who gets in office to give it to foreign banks. And that makes me angry. You know, I've got huevos rancheros because I meant to stand up for my family, not because I meant to strut around and go, oh, football, yeah. I bug my eyes out at other men at red lights because I'm tough. You're supposed to get out there and bug your eyes out at the bureaucrats who were bugging their eyes out at you, dominating you and your family. But again, we sold out. I just want to plug this now that I have the prices in front of me. $59.95, your subscription, shipping included. 12 issues plus the first issue, that's 13. Infowarsstore.com. International is $149. It just costs so much. And that literally, that's at cost, folks. We're hoping to turn a profit just with advertising with this. Hadn't happened yet, but we almost broke even. The point is, I've got these prices. You're like, well, Alex, if you sold them all out in 36 hours last time, 36,000 that you had extra. You sold out in 36 hours. Why are you still selling them at cost? Because what I just said before the break, I'm looking for the minds unlocked. That's what thrills me. And if I do give these out at cost, people buy a lot more of them and it gets into more people's hands. If this continues, we only printed 100,000 this time. We printed 90,000 last time. If these sell out again, I'm going to print 200,000 next time and then 300,000. Who knows? You guys may buy a million of these at cost. And I'll just keep doing it. And let me tell you, it's having a big effect around the country. I'm going to quit plugging that. Infowarsstore.com, Infowarsshop.com. Get them. Sign up for the subscription. So you don't have to order it over and over again or buy them in bulk at cost. And get the other issue that we held back 3,000 copies of. This says 2,500 copies on the sheet. We got about 3,000 back there. So there you go of the first issue. Get the next 12 and the first issue. $59.95. I was saying $49.95. That is at cost right there, Infowarsstore.com. Okay, coming up, Paul Craig Roberts will get into the global financial meltdown and how war ties into that. I promise I will get to, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist if, and we're going to be breaking this down. It's up at Infowars.com and 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. And again, people are like, well, don't run down America. We won't save America unless we admit how much trouble we're in. It's like, don't run me down for injecting heroin. Well, you're going to die if you keep injecting it. I'm telling you, stop injecting it because I care about you. It's the same thing. So we got to admit how far we've slid. We'll look at the geopolitical ramifications and big news on the GMO front. We're having some big victories there. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into hour number two. We have big breaking news with our reporters that went down to film the NSA spy base. There's not just a big new one in Utah. Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton got pounced on. We're going to be breaking that down. That just happened. Joining us for the next 30 minutes is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Then we have whistleblowers filing suit over the EPA pumping toxic gas into hospitals on purpose. You cannot make this stuff up. So that's coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, is former head of policy at the U.S. Treasury, one of the top economists out there. Forbes magazine and others have reported over the years, and he's accurately predicted what's happening in the world economy. So I want to get his take on that, and then his syndicated columns that are breaking down the funding of al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria, now Iran, and where he thinks that's going. And we will also give you his website. It's paulcraigroberts.org. And he joins us now. Doc, this is a short segment, as you know, but long segment coming up. Wow, things are deteriorating fast. It looks like Spain and other places are going the way of Argentina.
Well, they might. On the other hand, Alex, that hype is very useful to the banks because they can make a lot of money with the interest rate swaps, with shorting Spanish debt, with credit default swaps against the debt. So it's, you know, it's unless you spend half the day on that problem, it's hard to know how much of that is really real and serious and how much is it hype for money-making opportunities by Wall Street.
Sure. All I know is they're engineering a financial collapse while posing as the saviors and doing bailouts that are really wealth transfers to themselves. And they talk about this new Agenda 21 post-industrial model. And you point out that, you know, we can't have a recovery because they've deindustrialized us. I mean, there's a method to the madness.
Well, yes, there's a variety of methods. And it's certainly the case that after, what has it been now, 4 years or more of very easy money, in fact, the easiest monetary policy in our history, the largest budget deficits, there's still no recovery. And there can't be one because, as our friend John Williams has pointed out, the consumer incomes, real consumer incomes, deflated by the CPI, are today where they were in 1967. So in terms of real purchasing power, the Americans have no more money than they had in 1967. And in fact, it's even worse than that, Alex, because John, to avoid too much controversy, uses the CPI. But he has shown that the CPI itself dramatically understates the inflation. And if you were to deflate American incomes today by a more realistic measure, they would have less money today than they had in 1967. So how do you get a recovery? There's no consumer income, and we've talked about this before. And the Federal Reserve relied for years on the expansion of consumer debt and rising housing prices and refinancing the houses and spending the equity to keep the economy going, but that's over with too. So there's no way there can be a recovery. And in Europe, it's an equally bad situation because what is really happening is that the EU is using what they call the sovereign debt crisis in order to destroy the sovereignty of the individual member states. The EU intends to turn Germany and France and Spain.
Doc, stay there. We got to go to break. Let's come back and start at square one here. Your breakdown of the real state of the world economy, where you think it's going, what QE infinity means, your take on what's happening in Europe, and then how that ties into the larger funding of al-Qaeda to go haywire all over the world. We'll break it all down straight ahead.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in this segment and the next. Then we have breaking news with David Schneier here on the broadcast. They have filed a lawsuit, the American Tradition Institute Environment Law Center, where the United States Environmental Protection Agency is secretly pumping in poison gas, basically auto engine gas, into hospitals in secret tests. And they've caught them red-handed. This is a big deal breaking here today, all part of the continued ongoing U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, program of secret testing, where it's all illegal unless it's for research. Briefly, everybody's chomping at the bit. Last time in 36 hours, we sold out of more than 30,000 copies of the first InfoWars magazine. We're selling it again at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are going quick right now. The new technocracy issue, it's got a great article in there by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts exposing that both the Democrats and the Republicans see the American people as disposable. We'll get into that with him. You can order that at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 or sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And Friday, we'll send you a free digital copy right to your inbox this Friday, Infowars.com/newsletter. Okay, let's go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, whose website is paulcraigroberts.org, former head of policy at the U.S. Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. And he also, of course, was the one of the main editors of the Wall Street Journal and Business Week. And he joins us now, senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, top economist, to break down QE Unlimited, what it means, what we're seeing in Europe, and where this invariably leads. Dr. Roberts.
Okay. First, Europe. The crisis is being used by the banks to impose the cost on private individuals and to establish the principle that they are not responsible for their own losses, but that the losses of private banks can be farmed out to the general population. Same thing that happened here. Also in Europe, the European Central Bank and the European Union are using the crisis to centralize power over the member countries. And so the crisis itself, to the extent that it's real, is being hyped to serve those two purposes as well. And so since they are focused not on solving the crisis, but using it to achieve other agendas, then the economic problems are not being addressed. And we covered prior to the break the situation here. There's no basis for a recovery. All the jobs have been sent offshore, and the only jobs that the United States seems able to create are low-paid domestic service jobs, waiters, bartenders, hospital orderlies. Now, the situation on the war front, what we saw with the Libyan assassination of the American ambassador, the capture of the CIA records in the safe house, I think what we're now seeing finally is a response of the Muslims to the domination of their life, culture, and all the bombing and drones and assassinations by the United States and Europe for the last 30, 40 years. They finally got mad. And so we saw these uprisings, these outbreaks in about 20 countries. We saw the French and the Germans at least temporarily closing their embassies. The American embassy in Beirut is shredding its documents in fear that they also would fall in the hands of some of these Islamists. So it looks like if this sort of thing continues there, and it gets worse, the West simply will be ejected from the Middle East. They won't be able to maintain a presence there. Without embassies, they can't purchase the governments and make the payments to the governments. And so the kind of hegemony that the neoconservatives expected to establish over the Middle Age would be lost. In the meantime, the United States continues to try to bottle up China with naval, air, and troop bases. Even while the defense chief tells the Chinese that, oh, these bases aren't directed at you, just like they tell the Russians that, oh, these missile bases aren't directed at you. You see, the United States government is so used to lying to the American people and being believed, they think the Russians and the Chinese will believe them too.
Amazing. Let me digress for a moment here, because we know the West and NATO used al-Qaeda to take over Libya. They're using them to blow up bases and attack Syria. That's on record. They're forcing people to be suicide bombers, or they kill their families. Our media puts this out like it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. We're seeing a schizophrenic policy where there is no morals in the elite but power, and they're totally opportunistic. But now it's like a snake eating its own tail. Their own precious al-Qaeda is now striking back against them, and they're telling us, give our rights up because al-Qaeda is going to attack you. I mean, the whole narrative is, it just makes no sense unless you're completely brain dead. So maybe some Americans, heavily fluoridated still by it, but nobody overseas, nobody that's got two brain cells rubbed together or who can tie their shoelaces or wipe their nose buys any of this. I mean, this does look like collective insanity.
Yes, you see, and what Washington has done by destroying the secular governments that sat on these Islamist forces, by destroying Saddam Hussein, by practically destroying Assad, by destroying Gaddafi, they've unleashed all of these very virulent and extremist Islamist forces that are determined to throw off all forms of Western influence, you know. And so how can they control it now? They can't. The way it was controlled was by the people we've overthrown. So we've produced the snake pit for ourselves. And, of course, the people in Washington, no one will want to admit that somehow their policy was wrong or is backfired. And so they will stick with the same stupid policy just so they don't have to admit they were wrong until it destroys them. And I think that's what basically they face. So what do you do? We have the fiscal cliff. It will be evaded, just like Congress evades the debt limit, the budget resolution. They evade everything that's a real problem, and they continue all of this pretense. So in the end, there's nothing but pretense. And so I think this is really what brings down the empire and saves us from the police state.
It's an empire of delusion.
It's a culture and an empire of delusion. In fact, my next article is called The Culture of Delusion. And I think that there's so many different agendas wrapped up in this, and they're all deluded. You know, look, Alex, what public policy debate consists of anything but lies and propaganda? What political decision is ever made that's not a lie?
Oh, it's amazing. I've studied you know, our policies. Our country's never been perfect. But 50 years ago, the State Department really did try to build up countries and industrialize them. Now it tries to destroy them. I mean, it really is a degeneration. Not that the ruling class was ever good guys, because power tends to corrupt, as you know, as a historian, you know, not just an economist. But now they're smoking their own dope in the establishment, and they're destroying their own checks and balances that have protected them. They're building a wood chipper that they want to feed us into, but they're the ones that are going to end up going into it.
That's right. I think that's a good way to put it. And so the basis for hope is that there are so many agendas based on total lies that has produced so many miscalculations that it'll all come back on their heads. Now, the real question is when they see that happening, will they push the button?
Yeah.
And who knows? But I think the best position that any American can take is to never believe one word from the government. Not one word. It will never tell them the truth about anything. And there's no prospect of them being able to tell the truth because their agendas are wrapped up in mendacity and the worst kinds of crimes and ambitions. And so are the hopes. So
are they desperate or are they megalomaniacs? I know it's a mix of the both, but I mean, certainly they're all in. They're committed to this. And so that makes them a dangerous foe.
Well, that makes them dangerous to the world and to the American people. You see, they've taken away our civil liberties. They've built these internment camps. They've broken the posse comitatus law. So they're prepared to use the same force and violence against American citizens that they use against the Iraqis, the Afghans, the Pakistanis, the Yemenis, the Libyans. So what's happened is persuasion. An argument convincing people this is no longer their policy. It's violence, force and violence.
Sure, look at the Chinese. We're going to break. We're going to have until 40 after, and we've got our next guest on with breaking news. But you're absolutely right. The Chinese have gotten 98%, according to the Wall Street Journal, of rare earth minerals by soft power, by building people up. And meanwhile, our government uses force to take everything. And it's they are madmen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And sure, they're cogent, but they're cogent like Hitler was. I mean, you know, deep down, they're insane. We got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in this short segment and part of the next. Then we're going to look at breaking the federal government gassing people inside hospitals. And there's just thousands of declassifications, radiating little kids, you name it. I mean, this has been going on a while when they brought in the paperclip scientists, the eugenics arm, but that's how they've grown their cult of ruthless people, and now they've taken over. Dr. Roberts, look, when you read what some of the top globalists are saying, they talk about a post-industrial world, a collapsing society, this fake green society. They've kind of created a cosmology, and you see the big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, funding it, funding these different movements, telling us it's good to be austere. They've somehow convinced the public that most of these new taxes Europe's having to pay go to pay off their debts, but really most of it is the derivatives. How do they get away with this? Is it the total financial ignorance of the public that they're able to sign us on to their debts, and then the bankers get appointed as the prime ministers and presidents, and then they lecture us about how we shouldn't be able to take a hot shower while they have giant palaces and yachts? I mean, do they just think the police state's going to protect them? I mean, why do they think they're God? I mean, where do you see this going?
Well, you know, they get away with it, Alex, because the print and TV media are their servants. You know, Salenti calls it the prostitute media, and that's what it is. They get away with it because of propaganda. And now, to learn different, you have to watch Alex Jones or read certain parts of the internet. And for people who don't know how to judge and who traditionally relied on TV and the newspapers, this is a long time process of unlearning that these are not reliable sources, that you want to know what's happening, you've got to find information somewhere else. And it's a difficult challenge for most people. They don't have the time or the inclination or the know-how. They don't know who to trust. They just feel adrift. You know, there was this article just out from a former New York Times foreign correspondent who quit. He said the New York Times is nothing but a propaganda machine for the United States government, for the military security complex, that I was being forced to write false reports to support the propaganda lines. Well, as more of that comes out, people might eventually catch on and learn where they can get good information. But that is a huge problem for people. They just the lack of information.
Well, let's get back to the economy briefly here. You're absolutely right. There's a new study out today showing a record number, depending on the 65 to over 70%, depending on which political group, don't trust the mainstream media. But like you said, they don't even know what's real then. But let me ask you this real quick. What does QE Unlimited mean? You called it a wealth transfer to the elite again earlier, basically. What does that mean? And I understand they're hyping collapse now to get more bailouts, but where are we going in this post-industrial world?
Well, first of all, post-industrial world is just it's just a term they use for their agenda. There's no such thing.
Sure.
Now, but you ask about QE3, unlimited. What it means is the Federal Reserve is going to continue to purchase bonds. That means they're going to monetize the debt continuously, because by purchasing these bonds, they prevent interest rates from rising on the bonds. In fact, they've been successful in lowering interest rates so that the interest rate on a United States Treasury bond is negative because it's lower than the rate of inflation. Now, when they make the interest rates drop, they make the book value of the debt instruments on the bank's balance sheets rise. So it creates more appearances of solvency. So this whole thing is directed at keeping the banks solvent, or making them more solvent by driving interest rates even more negative. Now, what are the consequences? The consequences are, at some time, the rest of the world will finally realize that the unlimited expansion of U.S. debt and its monetization means they don't want to be in dollars. Now, if foreigners like China dump the bonds, the Federal Reserve can print the money to buy them and keep the bond prices high. But when the foreigners, say the Chinese, get the dollars for the bonds and they dump the dollars, the Federal Reserve can't print foreign currencies to buy up the dollar. So I think the QE unlimited, what it means is the abandonment of the dollar. It will simply be seen as a monopoly play money that's been created in such profusion that nobody wants to hold assets denominated in dollars.
All right, hold it right there. That is so bombshell with Dr. Roberts. Come back and quantify that. Expand on that for the lame men and women out there. Straight ahead. This is a big deal.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, later in the next hour, there's a Paul Joseph Watson article I haven't even gotten to yet. That's how much incredible news there is. We're on C-SPAN. They talk about a false flag to be blamed on Iran. I mean, that's how dumb the ruling class thinks you are. They had Gary Hart 5 years ago write a letter to Ahmed Dinajid of Iran. And he said, hey, our government stages stuff. Gulf of Tonkin, Lusitania, the main, other events. You better do what you're told. And some said it was a warning. We actually interviewed Gary Hart. It's in the film Truth Rising. Luke Radowski did, and We Are Change. And he admitted to it. I mean, he put it on the Huffington Post. It's not like it's a secret. But this new video, I saw it this morning, and Richard Reeves is like, why aren't you covering this during the break? And I went, oh, I meant to. I mean, people are always like, why did you cover this? I got like 100 articles in here. And it's insane the amount of craziness that's going on. And the fact that the rulers that run everything, I want to get Dr. Roberts' take on this and then get back into what QE3 or unlimited or in QE infinity symbolizes, the end of the dollar of the world reserve currency. I mean, that's the end of the empire unless they start World War III. And you notice that's all lined up right now. The ships off the coast of China, getting the conflict between Japan and China going. This looks like what we saw before World War I, World War II. And I'm not just saying that. A lot of top analysts are saying that. And then I'm reminded of this video that's up at Infowars.com, which I just reprinted, guys. We run that into me right now. I know it printed because I just printed it like 4 minutes ago. It's just mind-blowing. But Dr. Roberts, before you get into that briefly, get back into what QE3 actually means and what that symbolizes.
Well, it's the way the Federal Reserve finances the deficit I think I saw recently that 3/4 of the federal deficit is financed by the Fed buying the bonds. This is the behavior of a banana republic. Now, the reason we haven't had exploding inflation is that the money is locked up in the banks because the consumers are too broke to borrow and the banks are too afraid to lend, and they need the cash in case the derivative thing comes unglued and they have to start settling their debts to one another. So all of the money that the Fed has created hasn't really had the inflationary impact because it's locked up in bank reserves. They're sitting on it. Now, the whole part about QE, there are two aspects of that. The Fed can forever create the money to support bond prices and thus keep low interest rates. But if people dump the dollar itself, the Fed is helpless because it cannot print foreign currencies to buy up the dollars. And so as the dollar loses its value, what happens is people abandon the stock market, the real estate market, the bond market, the currency itself, and all of a sudden the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, and all of a sudden the United States can no longer pay for its imports by printing money. So it ends the power. The empire crumbles overnight. The wars stop because there's no means of financing them. Most likely suburbia dies because there's no gasoline. Everything that we are now dependent on because the economy was offshored will simply be deprived of because the dollar won't be worth anything. So that is the downside, the potential downside of the Fed creating money to buy the bonds. Now, how long can this be kept going? Well, as long as people don't see an alternative, or as long as the United States can create, say, a crisis for the euro. You know, we've had the euro in crisis now all these years. This serves the Fed and Washington in keeping the dollar afloat, because you can't run to the euro. You can't run to the Swiss franc, because the Swiss government said, when you come here, we're going to print the francs to give you for your dollars. So you can't make any more money speculating on our currency. The Chinese have not opened their currency up. And the Japanese don't want the roll. So it's sort of Washington thinks it can forever keep the dollar there, despite the fact that it's debasing it. Now, sooner or later, something is going to break. Somebody is going to say, we don't want these dollars. This is not worth it. Let us out. And then that's when it all comes unglued.
Now, obviously, they've got the police state, the camps ready, the military. They think they're just going to have a big war with everybody, and that's going to keep the bankers out of trouble, and they can use the crisis to get even more power. They're getting their Agenda 21 federal takeover of every town ready. They've got their federalization cards handed out to all their minions. They've got their spy networks, InfraGuard, set up. I got to tell you, Doc, it looks like they've got this all planned out. I've got an article here that's up at Infowars.com in the featured news area. I'm going to make it the top story. I'm going to call Watson and have him move it to the top story. Lobbyist launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. And I saw this morning and have just gotten so conditioned to know they're staging all this that I didn't even cover it in the first hour and a half. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. A member of the influential pro-Israeli Washington Institute for Near East Policy, WINIP, think tank, has brazenly suggested on C-SPAN that the United States should launch a false flag provocation in order to start our war with Iran. Speaking on C-SPAN for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy from a luncheon on how to build a U.S.-Israel coalition on preventing Iran from nuclear breakout, WINIP Director of Research Patrick Clausen listed a raft of historical examples of where governments have either staged or exploited attacks in order to become embroiled in war. And he lists everything. This is amazing.
That's right, Alex. That's right. But that's for Israel. That's not for the bankers.
No, I understand. Well, I mean, Israel, the mega
security complex. That's for Israel and the profits of the military security complex, and it could happen. But the downside of that could be overwhelming. Look, they couldn't, remember, they couldn't occupy Baghdad. After 11 years, they can't defeat a few thousand Taliban. So what chance are they going to have with Iran or Russia or China? And you have to keep in mind, even though they've got these internment camps here and spying on everybody, it's a big country to occupy. And for a military that couldn't occupy Baghdad, it may not be able to occupy the United States. Now, of course, at least people in Iraq, some of the opponents that we face were organized. And, of course, the American people aren't. And if you try to organize militias, the FBI infiltrates you and arrests you. But under extreme duress, even Americans might get organized.
Yeah, no matter how much Florida. Well, let me just add to here. I was reading from Watson's article. I see Israel, NATO, the United States, Europe, all as one big interest. Clausen is also a former senior economist with the IMF and World Bank. And the point is, that's who was at the meeting. So my point is, the banksters, the military-industrial complex, all these systems are all like Russian dolls nesting within each other. So I see it as one block. My point is, no matter how big the crisis, even if they publicly create it, they use the ignorance of the public, you know, as a way to just get away with it. My point is, they'll start World War III and tell us we should thank them for it. But my question to you is, and we have the clip here, why do you think they're so arrogant that they would go on C-SPAN and talk about false flags staging events?
Well, you know, they got away with 9/11, so they can get away with it. They got away with murdering Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King. They've gotten away with so much, they just don't expect to be held accountable. In fact, now you can't hold them accountable because at war, the executive branch is above the law, above the Constitution. You know, the Bush people established all that. So I don't think they think they can be held accountable. I would just say that not everybody is part of this. For example, our European puppets are puppets. They're bought and paid for governments, but their interests diverge from ours. They certainly don't want to be at war with Russia.
No, that would be glow-in-the-dark time. Let's play this short clip and get your take on it and let you go, Doctor. And we appreciate all your time. Here's that clip. This is up at Infowars.com. I'm moving it to the top story. This is lobbyists launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. Here is the clip of them openly talking about it. Here it is. And then we'll get Dr. Roberts' take on all of this.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just suggesting that this is not a either-or proposition of, you know, it's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that.
Okay, let's stop right there. I don't want to insult women and call this guy effeminate, but I noticed in history, it's always these guys that have never probably been in a fist fight, never been in the military, never seen people die. They're always super wimpy people where even crooks in the past in history would do this in a secret room. These guys are so arrogant, they're waving it around in front of everybody. Just like I saw Chris Matthews talk about staging 9/11 a month and a half before 9/11. He said big buildings are coming down. He had the heads of the Hart-Rubin Commission from the CFR on there. They were bragging about how America's about to change and laughing and celebrating it. You just saw Patrick Claussen do that. And Dr. Roberts, I mean, what do you make of this Byzantine, effeminate character up there showing off in all the tough guys, giggling and laughing about starting a war whose other people's sons are going to die in?
Well, he's an Israeli operative who wants to get rid of the support that Hezbollah has so that Israel can occupy southern Lebanon and get the water resources. And he's up against the American military, which understands that attacking Iran is not a three-day war or six-week war, but a really serious thing. And the whole lid in the whole area could blow off. And once Iran is attacked, then we are in direct confrontation with Russia and China. And so the U.S. military or the majority of the top people have made it clear they're not interested.
The U.S. military is already fighting Russia in the proxy war in Syria.
But they don't want to be.
No, I agree with you. I agree that they know. That's why Dempsey came out a month ago and said, don't blame us if Israel attacks.
So if they don't want to be at war, and of course, Obama has not been too happy with Netanyahu forcing him into a position against Iran. So I think that there's still some intelligence there that realizes this is not a good move. And so this guy is trying to create a situation around that. And of course, there is, as you have emphasized all your career, a secret government, something that's down below the surface. And they can conduct these types of operations regardless of the president or the Joint Chiefs or even the CIA. And this sort of dark government or whatever you want to call it is there. And so this guy's talking to them. He says, go on and start it. We don't care what the president thinks or the Joint Chiefs. We've got to serve Israel. We've got to get rid of Hezbollah's supplier so that Israel can get the water resources of Lebanon. And that's what he's doing. He's talking to the dark government, the people that can pull off things like 9/11, for example.
Yeah, that's what Steve Pachinik says. He says that it will destroy Israel, and he's Jewish, if they launch this. I just don't want World War III. And,
Nobody does. And the people who are willing to take the risk for their own personal agendas are the ones that will give it to us.
Sure. We'll take Richard Perle. It was in the New York Times that he walked up to a group of reporters, good-looking reporter women, and thought you pick up women when you weigh 400 pounds and have giant black circles around your eyes. He thought you picked up women saying, I launch attacks, I kill people. And they were all creeped out and walked away, and that was in the news. But, I mean, it's a bunch of creepy, wimpy weirdos, academics, who think it's real manly to sit there.
He's not an academic. He's an Israeli agent.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, well, still, they're a bunch of effeminate academics. And I think they're crazy.
I think they're very dangerous people because the only concern is them. No other concern. So,
really, how does Israel think they're going to get out of a war with Russia? That's Armageddon.
Well, you know, it's not Israel. It's their prime minister. You know, he's got a lot of opposition from his own military, his own intelligence service, from the opposition party, from Haaretz, the newspaper. The question is, how does somebody so out of tune with the intelligent part of the population get in office?
And why is Ahmed Dinajid making statements like, you know, the state of Israel is going to be wiped off? Why is he jumping up and down, adding to this rhetoric?
I think just because people are competitive and he gets tired of being having Iran unjustly accused and threatened and accused and threatened and accused and threatened. And so I think he's...
No, that's it. The Iranians are just ready for a fight. They don't usually start fights, but they will. Look at a million of them fought the U.S. proxy Iraq to a standstill. They got a lot more high-tech weapons now. They're gonna start a war with Iran. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on Iran. And they're going to try to come arrest all of us. And this is the takeover, Doc.
Well, I think in many ways it'll backfire on them, and when they start the war with Iran, they'll really have their hands full. I don't think they'll get around to us.
No, I agree with you. I know this is hubris. This is 10 times Hitler going into Russia.
Right, you got it.
This is Barbarossa squared. Hey, great job, Dr. Roberts. Let's go ahead and give out your website. It's amazing, paulkirkroberts.org. Thank you for your tireless work and courage, sir. We salute you.
Salute you, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. What an amazing person. Big news. That video's up at InfoWars.com. That's scary, man. I got children. And I got some effeminate twit up there going, we'll get evil. We'll get nasty. And it's like, man, come on, bud. You really are a joke if you weren't so evil. We'll be back with our next guest where they're gassing people in hospitals. Yeah, wait till you hear this. For 30 minutes into the next hour, we're going to have some groundbreaking news. Their press release just went out last night. I was aware of this report a few months ago through one of our auxiliary reporters, David Knight, who were very close to getting to move down here to Texas from North Carolina to work with us here because he's got decades in TV and news and reporting. And he was giving us intel on a lawsuit that was going to be coming out, and it's ATI files suit to stop illegal EPA human medical experimentation. And I've got the lawsuit here in my little hands. We've got a story by Don up at Infowars.com breaking all of this down with links to their press release. You know about radiating thousands of little kids in secret Department of Energy tests. You know about injecting black men with syphilis and how they admit little kids. You know about sterilizing the troops. You know about all of this stuff that's gone on. We've had eugenics before in this country. People had to wake up to it and say, no, it's been bad before. But the federal government, who's named in this, United States Environmental Protection Agency, they've been caught doctoring studies, you name it, doing tests, before giving foster children high levels of pesticide to then ban pesticides, cooking things. Well, this time, he joins us now to just give us the basics. Then we're going to break. 30 minutes coming up. We appreciate him coming on a little bit later. Apologize for that. We got stuck with Dr. Roberts covering big world news. But this is new human testing, really deadly testing, pumping gas into a hospital and not telling people what was happening. And David W. Schneer joins us. He's a lawyer. George Mason University School of Law, Environmental Management, University of North Carolina, MS, Public Health, Environmental Science. I'm not going to go through it all. Bachelor's degree, chemistry, math. I mean, it just goes on and on. He is heading this group up and exposing something huge. So thank you for joining us, sir. We've only got about 3 minutes before we go to break. Just give us a basic boil down of what you're about to get into in the next hour.
Be happy to, and thanks so much, Alex. The Environmental Protection Agency has been conducting tests, human experiments, on folks by piping diesel fumes straight out of a truck through a pipe. They mix it with a little air, and then it goes into a little chamber. We might just call that a gas chamber, because that's what they call it. It's a small room. People sit in there for 2 hours and breathe these fumes. The question is this allowed? Is EPA even authorized to do this? And if they were, did they do it properly? Well, they did not. These people didn't know the risks they're at, and the administrator of the EPA says that high exposures to these kinds of things don't just make you sick. She says they cause you to die earlier than you would. They cause death. So that's the problem we're seeing EPA doing, and that's the concern we have that we're trying to stop.
just incredible. You know, they would tell troops, hey, it's a, we're going to test the flu on you, and then nerve gas them. It's always, hey, be part of a test on air quality, and they pump in gas. Anybody knows pumping diesel into a room will kill people. We're about to go to break in a minute and a half, but tell people where this happened.
EPA has a facility on the campus of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and they use that facility for a number of their air pollution tests. Now, I want to make it clear, this is not the kind of experimentation that EPA should be doing, but it might be the kind of experimentation the National Institutes of Health might do if they had informed the people that they did not properly do and no one should have been doing it. We know in this country, experiments on humans must be very carefully controlled. And one thing you do not do is put them at this kind of risk.
Well, that's right. Everybody gets up in arms about animals. You know, the shampoo has a little bunny rabbit ears saying wasn't tested on animals. What about humans? Who stands up for us?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're joined by Dr. David W. Schneer, is a fiscal conservative, small government, free market environmentalist. We'll get more into his bio in the next segment and recap everything. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, Doc. How did you discover that the EPA was doing this? Because I know there's a whole other area to the story. And basically, they were trying, because I read over the lawsuit, but to rig things to then restrict cars, right? So, I mean, they're doing this testing so they can then demonize, you know, what comes out of a tailpipe, period, right?
Well, one of the biggest problems is we have no idea why they're doing the testing. They claim that they're doing it to try to find out knowledge about air pollution. But in fact, this kind of testing is not authorized by the Congress. We learned about this, or I learned about it, when a colleague of mine and a fellow member of the American Tradition Institute, Steve Malloy, called me up and he said he had been following this issue for a very long time. And what was amazing to me, Alex, he talked about what was going on and I just shook my head. I couldn't believe him because I'd worked for EPA for 33 years. This was my life's work. I spent a lot of time trying to protect human health and the environment to try to keep people safe and try to do the right thing. And what Steve was telling me just was unbelievable. And then I thought, well, it's all right. We do have protections. I'll look at the law. I'm sure there's a way that the law would allow some of this. And I did. I looked in greater depth than I'd ever looked at before with regard to human experimentation. And the bottom line is Steve was right. EPA was wrong. They're doing something that should never be done, should never have even started. And it's not around the edges. We're talking about taking human beings and exposing them directly to diesel exhaust coming directly out of a diesel truck. You won't believe the pictures, and they're available. They park a truck next to their building, directly underneath an intake, a little pipe, and that pipe pipes this diesel exhaust, and not just particulate matter, but every other kind of toxic substance that's in that exhaust, including carbon monoxide, into the building. They mix it with air, and then they pipe it into this little bitty room where a subject sits for 2 hours and breathes it. And they get exposures that are above the level allowed by EPA for all the rest of us. And what is most disgusting is that EPA actually sought out subjects more likely to be harmed by this than the normal person.
Well, I mean, by the way, we heard about Nazis that would take the exhaust and put it back into a truck. They'd arrest people, put them in, and then pipe it back in. I mean, this really does bring up Holocaust-type imagery.
Well, it does. And I will say that, you know, in normal scientific discussion, when anyone brings up Nazis, the discussion ends because people think you're over the edge. But the reality is, and EPA and the University of North Carolina, in their own statements, explain that the rules associated with human experimentation begin with an understanding that this is what the Nazis did and we won't do it again. Now, there's some additional backstory here Alex, that I think maybe your listeners would be interested in. Steve Malloy's uncle was in a concentration camp, and because he wasn't able-bodied, his job was to go around the camp every morning and identify those people who were too sick to work, and those people whose names he put on a list were executed that day. Steve's terribly upset about this kind of thing. It's in his family to try to make amends for the terrible choice his uncle had, an uncle who was told that if he didn't pick these people, he would be killed.
Well, sure, that's right up the Nazi alley, a secret and toxic experimentation on humans, a.k.a. Joseph Mengele. And you're right, in the law, it states we don't want to do that. We'll be right back to break this down. This is a big story. With the federal government doing this with people that didn't know what was happening to them. Straight ahead, we're going to break down the whole thing and show more photos.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I like me some Johnny B. Goode. What about you? We're talking about some incredibly hardcore issues right now. If you just join us until the bottom of the hour, then I'm going to get into the incredible economic news I haven't properly gotten into yet, and an amazing story up at Infowars.com. You know you're a conspiracy theorist if, and we'll go over this list and more. We've also got a new Natural News article just out about Bain Capital helping cover up Monsanto activities. So, and again, they're financing Obama as well. It just shows how it's bipartisan evil, a total culture of corruption. Now, we're joined by Dr. David W. Here on the show today, and we're going to be discussing some things. We're going to be talking to David W. Schneer here in just a moment. And I'm here digging out the press release here that I have in the stack of Dr. Schneer. They have filed this lawsuit. If you're watching at prisonplanet.tv, you can see it. If not, just go to Infowars.com and you can see the photos that they took of diesel trucks piping gas into the medical facility and not telling the people what was happening to them. And this is just absolutely amazing. The lawsuit is the American Tradition Institute Environmental Law Center versus United States Environmental Protection Agency and Lisa P. Jackson, Administrator. And David joins us right now. Dr. Schneer, let me just read his bio before we get back to him, is a fiscal conservative, small government, free market environmentalist. He worked for 35 years at the EPA. He earned his PhD in environmental management and his master's of science at Public Health University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and his JD cum laude from George Mason University School of Law. He is a member of the Bar of the United States Supreme Court, U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second and Fourth Circuits, and the Supreme Court of Virginia. He is an adjunct professor at George Mason University School of Law. He serves as the director of the Center for Environmental Stewardship at the Thomas Jefferson Institute, Virginia's premier independent political public policy foundation, director of the Environmental Law Center of the American Tradition Institute, and director of the Free Market Environmental Law Clinic. That said, he's a real expert from the law, from the environment perspective. You see, he is really perfect to be able to expose what's happening here. So start over. You've got the floor. I'm going to shut up now, Dr. Schneer, and break down how big this story is. Again, ATI files suit to stop illegal EPA human medical experimentation. We have the photos, everything of this. It's just par for the course, but this stuff's still going on. This is what we think of as the old experimentation and exactly where this is going. Because if they get away with this, and thank God you discovered it, you and your team, then who knows what else is going on and what's coming next, Dr. Schneer?
Well, Alex, let me just start out by saying that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am a skeptic because I'm a scientist. But this is not about some notion that there's an evil force at work. What there is let's put it this way. EPA has lost its way. EPA has lost its way in many different ways. And the EPA of today is not the EPA that I knew when I was there, and especially in the early days when we were trying to help clean up the environment and protect public health. There comes a point in time, however, when not enough management, not enough oversight's being done. And that's what happened here. Indeed, the whole issue of using data from someone else that came from human experimentation has been a controversial issue that under President Clinton, under President Bush, we didn't do. The agency didn't accept that data and didn't use it. And in time, people who had done this kind of experimentation, specifically folks who made chemicals, herbicides, and pesticides, said that they were willing to do the experiments and allow EPA to use that data to show that their stuff wasn't very dangerous. Well, indeed, they did that kind of work. Indeed, the agency looked at it and said that the work was done properly, the people were informed properly. But Congressman Waxman and Senator Boxer looked at this and said, this is nuts. You can't do this stuff. Wrote a lengthy report saying this is not appropriate. But it went to court, and the court said, look, EPA, if it doesn't want to use it, doesn't have to use it, but it has to make that decision through a regulatory action. And EPA hadn't regulated it. They're doing what they've been doing more recently, which is just by fiat deciding to do things without following complete processes. Well, one would have thought at that point that EPA would have gone ahead and written a regulation, but they didn't. They just ignored it. And that sent a message down the road. And some of these scientists who didn't have anything better to do or who wanted to work in this area or who had a brand new shiny facility that they could use to test human beings with took it beyond the line. They imposed risks on these subjects without telling the people that this stuff can kill, that it can cause cancer, that it is, according to the administrator of the US EPA, the cause of 1/4 of all death in the United States. And so we look at this and we say, well, look, the science on PM2.5 is a little bit hokey, but you don't fix it by putting human beings into a gas chamber and piping in diesel fumes just to find out how sick they'll get. That's not allowed.
Well, by the way, I've seen people arrested and put in Pier 57 during the RNC in 04. Then we saw it happen everywhere else where they will go and get an old facility and then they come and run buses the whole time just to make everyone ill. I mean, to say, not conspiratorial. Doc, I know you're a smart guy. Do you know how many thousands of secret tests have been declassified, many of which were lethal against foster children, you name it? Just 6-7 years ago, New York Daily News showed where the government and other groups were contracting with CPS to deliver 7- and 8-year-old children to facilities to have pesticide tested on them until death. Now I know you may not be aware of that. I can send it to you if you'd like. I mean, this is a long-term deal going on in this country. I mean, I'm sure you heard about black men and syphilis and things like that, injecting them or whatever and letting them have it for 50 years. But I mean, this is all just the tip of the iceberg. And I would imagine that your investigation, if it spreads out or you're able to get any traction with this, you're going to find there's other stuff going on.
Well, certainly the Tuskegee incident, down at the Tuskegee Institute, where black men, African-American men were exposed to syphilis and then were never treated, is a perfect example of where the U.S. government fell down on its responsibilities. And the sad part of that was that these men infected their wives, their children got infected. And even when penicillin was available and they could have been completely cured, that public health service activity went on. It went on until it was exposed. Once it was exposed, it stopped immediately. And it was on the basis of that the laws we have today were written. But
people were Joseph Mengele's and should have been executed so they wouldn't keep doing this stuff. I mean, my dad's professor you know, the head of a major department at UT, because my dad was top of his class, called him and a few others aside and said, by the way, we're eugenicists. So, I mean, you've got a doctorate in science and things. You're a lawyer. I mean, you never ran into the eugenicists, the anti-human crowd, when you were at the EPA?
I have to say that my colleagues at EPA, my colleagues at the University of North Carolina, if they understood what was actually happening, would just abhor what was happening. And the only people who will defend this will be the scientists who say, oh, it's not really very risky. It's okay. It's just a minor inconvenience. You might get a little bit of problem with your asthma. And yet you've got the agency's administrator out there saying this stuff kills. The problem we have is a lack of supervision at the agency, a lack of honesty amongst these scientists, and that's where those problems always start.
Well, where is your lawsuit going then? What are you hoping to do with this?
Well, we're in the Eastern District of Virginia, and we are going to, and we're there because, among other reasons, it's called the rocket docket, Alex. It means your case goes forward very quickly. They adjudicate with speed, and we want this stopped. We intend to file, we intend to file a temporary restraining order motion by this Friday, which means a week from this Friday, we'll be in front of a judge saying we want this stopped immediately until we can sort out what's going on. Then the things that we're specifically asking for is that this kind of experimentation stop altogether, that this never happen again. Secondly, we want the University of North Carolina, whose medical institutional review board was responsible for reviewing the protocols and the informed consent materials, we don't want them to receive any more money from EPA.
Yeah, well, those bioethicists need to be fired. No kidding. So, Doc, let me expand on this then. Look, the only moral human experimentation is if someone gives full consent. That's why the classic thing is scientists test stuff on themselves. Okay, that's your business. But, you know, the key here is what you're saying in the suit and what they admit. They were not telling these people what was happening. So I think they should be criminally charged when all this is vetted and totally proven. I mean, how about the Tuskegee people, and how about the folks that did this? How about some jail time so they don't? I mean, why does the scientific community always get away with this?
Well, I'll tell you, you're getting into something that's actually sort of personal to me, and it's an interesting story. You're here, your listeners may want to
stay there. I want to hear this, Doc, on the other side, and how we support what you're doing. Dr. Schneer is our guest, David W. Schneer, and we're going to give you the websites so you can go there and see it all for yourself as well when we come back. But I tell you, they are doing important work, and their press release is up at Infowars.com right now. Stay with us. All right, Dr. Schneer, 35-year veteran of the EPA, joins us. He's also a lawyer, and he's suing over secret testing on people where they don't tell them what's happening. EPA sued in federal court over illegal human testing. That's from epahumantesting.com. Junk Science is also carrying it. The story is starting to go big. We have our breakdown at Infowars.com, including photos. Okay, Doc, the break interrupted you there. I was saying, it's time that people be prosecuted when they do Tuskegee type stuff. And you said, well, this is actually near and dear to my heart. Let me tell you a story. Start over.
Yeah, I'd like to share with you the fact that some of this testing is important. It's valuable. When I was a child, my family had four kids in it. And we had some neighbors down the way, a young lady, but I'm not going to use her name on radio, but she was a dear friend. She was a little bit older than me and old as my oldest brother. She died in an iron lung from polio. So when my brother, who at age six was asked to partake in the first human experiments using the Salk vaccine, we jumped at it. He did. I'm very proud of him. And out of that came something that put a disease away, just stopped it almost dead in its tracks. That's the kind of human testing that makes sense, that's good, that's well done, and about which we can be proud. But the other kind of testing is wrong. And that, too, has some resonance in my family. My name's David because I was named after and to honor a relative, the last male who died before I was born, a guy by the name of David Steiner. He died in Buchenwald. He died 21 days after the camp was liberated because at that point he was so starved and so ill he couldn't recover. And when you look at that from a family perspective, you begin to say, you know, I need to do whatever I can to make sure the government does the right thing at the right time. And that's part of why I joined EPA. Now, I will say I have many good friends at EPA, and I believe the agency, especially in its early days, was very, very important. We've solved a lot of our environmental problems, not every one, but almost all of them. And we've gotten to a point where we're now asking for more and more risk reduction for less and less benefit at higher and higher costs.
Well, sure. I just see it as a way to power grab and destroy private property rights while ignoring a lot of real environmental issues out there.
Well, there's a lot to your argument, and there are some that we care very deeply about. We're looking at, and we have a lawsuit in Colorado now to stop their unconstitutional renewable energy standard because, in fact, the renewable energy standards make the air dirtier. It doesn't make it cleaner, and it costs more. But it's
Shutting down our power plants that are clean, even the new ones, help when China's building new dirty ones? I mean, it's just insane. Austin is shutting down all its coal power plants. Our prices are literally exploding. And they go, but it's for the earth. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, that's another example of the whole climate change issue at which some people in positions of power want to say that the scientific debate's over, but the scientific debate is not over. And, of course, in Texas, you have the problem, and you had it last winter. I hope you don't have it again, where when the gas lines froze up and they couldn't get natural gas to the power plants, you were without energy.
That's right. They won't let us use the coal anymore, even though it's everywhere, and they've got systems that make it clean. Well, everybody has to get your story out. Blockbuster, EPA sued in federal court for conducting illegal human experiments. I know your organization is doing a lot of great work. Doc, I'd like to invite you back about the Colorado situation in the next few weeks and to give us an update on this. We've got a minute and a half before break. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank you for letting the issue get out. This is not a normal conspiracy kind of a thing. This is just plain facts that show EPA is out of control, and we'd like to stop that.
Well, isn't this the kind of thing you'd try to stop when you were at the EPA would be people sending in diesel gas on people? I mean, it's just crazy.
It is, and if I'd known about it then, I'd have raised a ruckus the likes of which you'd never heard before.
What would happen if an employer was putting people in a place like this? I mean, they'd go to jail.
Well, it would be handled in the court system in a completely different way, but I assure you, they'd have to justify themselves. And a week from Friday, EPA is going to have to be in court explaining itself to a judge.
Well, we want to get an update from you, Doctor. Again, a scientist and a lawyer, quite a combination. Look forward to speaking to you again. JunkScience.com is one of the sites. There's a lot of other people can read the PR Newswire story as well and see the photos at Infowars.com. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Pleasant to be with you.
Pleasure to be with you. Okay, there you go. Great organization there fighting against the out-of-control EPA. Oh, that said the Fukushima radiation was no big deal, but our carbon dioxide is evil that plants live off of. Just amazing power grabs that are taking place right now. Okay, news blitz. When we get back, federal court backtracks on TSA body scanner ruling. And a lot more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, DCNLive.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, it boils down to this. There are forces of good and forces of evil that have operated throughout history. And there's always a battle between good and evil. And evil seeks to get control of the high places so that it can overpower good. But good is stronger. And I do what I do because I love my family, I love my children, and I love your children. I want them to have a good future. And, you know, that's why I can't buy into all the racism stuff, even though it's tribal and feels good, because I care about everybody's children. And it's not just because I'm naive or simple that I'm not a hard, cold-blooded social Darwinist. It's because it's my hard wiring, and it's what my instincts and my gut tells me is the right thing to do. Does that mean that I don't know that there aren't groups that hate me because of where I live or what color I am? Yes. Does that mean that I won't oppose some of those groups that collectively get together to take my liberties? No, I'll oppose them, but I will scientifically point out that they're under programming and part of a gang. They play nations off against each other, the globalists do, but in the final equation, it is a corporatist, eugenicist-based system that is anti-human and that studies how humans operate and basically cheats and manipulates us against each other. And I don't want to be part of that. And so I make the hard decisions, even though they're not politically correct, and speak out against the corruption of the New World Order. Because there is a method to the madness of the globalist. It's cogent at one level, but at a deeper level, it is insane. It is pure death, the course that we're on. And if you just joined us, I covered this a little bit with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in the last hour. It's the top story at Infowars.com, and it's chilling. It's C-SPAN with senior economists at the IMF and World Bank saying they need to stage a terror attack. We played the clip. And, you know, need to get nasty and blame it on Iran to get a war going. He says we need to go ahead and just start a big war. And they think the public's so dumb that once that starts, they'll think you're too stupid to even know why it started. And they know the prostitute media will not ever explain what happened. And they're talking about something that most analysts say will be a giant regional war and drive gas up to $8, $9, $10 a gallon, bankrupt the country. And then a 30, 40% chance it'll start World War III. They got the fleets lined up off China. They got the forces massing. You've got China threatening to nuke the U.S., Russia threatening. They didn't even do that during the Cold War. And meanwhile, people are like, hey, man, you see the referees? Yeah, they the referees, you know, the referees aren't doing a good job at the NFL. Now, when you listen to this guy in a minute and a half clip, it's up at Infowars.com and PrisonBuddy.com, it'd be one thing if he said this in private, and that'd be evil enough with a bunch of serious criminals. But to say it openly, knowing most people are in a brain-numbed or brain-dead coma, induced hypnosis. The public's under mass hypnosis. I mean, medically, that's in mainline medical journals. That's in the BBC. That's not my opinion. I mean, I'm not just saying that. You've got a giant mass of people under hypnosis. You got the elite themselves are under their own hypnosis. They're smoking their own dope. Dr. Roberts agreed with me last hour. That's the father of Reaganomics. That's the former editor of the Wall Street Journal agreeing with me. I mean, I remember him on the show 7, 8 years ago. He thought I was way out in left field on most stuff. And now he's like, yes, you have to come to InfoWars to find out the truth. Because it is the truth. I've made this my life to know what's going on. And it's not hard. The globalists all brag in public. It's like this new thing. There's hundreds of cases where they write books saying they staged the attacks. I'll never forget, we could dig this up. Watson can add it. I remember like 6 years ago, there was that big scandal where the top former generals were being paid by the Pentagon, some of them $500,000 a year, to go out and push police state stuff and wars. And they even released a junior reporter that was in there with them, one of their minions, of the generals. And this got leaked by a whistleblower. We played it on air. It was in the news, but they didn't point out how big a deal it was. That it's the five generals, former generals, in there with Rumsfeld. They're like, you know, 9/11 really helped us, sir. We need another one right now. Are we going to have one? You can pull this up. Rumsfeld, you know, talks about new 9/11 with generals. He's like, I know, but it's just hard right now. It's hard right now. I mean, they're not even one micron of denying what they're talking about. They're just, can we please have one of those? And Rumsfeld's like, it's hard right now. Knowing, yeah, because people like Alex Jones and are risking their lives to come out and say it's an inside job. And so many good old boys are like, I was talking to one of these deer hunters this weekend. I mean, we weren't deer hunting, but he was down there getting a stand and stuff ready. Who a year ago, you know, this veteran engineer, you know, nice fella, you know, smart guy. And a year ago, he said, I know government staged stuff, but I just don't want to believe it. And then I explain, no, globalists run the radical Muslims, and sometimes they really stage stuff, sometimes they let them do it, but now do you understand because they're running Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria? And he goes, yeah, now I understand. And then my uncle's talking about CIA drug dealing in Vietnam, and here's this guy who was in Vietnam. I'll just leave it at that in classified areas. He's going, yep, it's all true, yep, yep. So see, it's like once people just admit it, yeah, okay, they did 9/11, and yeah, the government brings the drugs in. You know, it's like they know, they all know, they were there. They all know. And it's not like it's only a few of them that know. I've got a great uncle, you know, stuff you wouldn't even believe. Well, I guess you would believe it. You've seen a movie like The Package with Gene Hackman? Stuff like that in Chicago, even in the same city. It's like, wow, I've heard this story before. You know, it's just crazy how wild reality is. And at the end of The Package, listeners kept calling and saying, I should see that movie. I hadn't seen it. It was made back in the 80s. Gene Hackman looks at the colonel and says, you know what? You're part of a different army than I am. And I don't want to get off into it. It's just, it's just, there's good and there's evil, folks. And there isn't, it's not that the Russians are evil or America's evil or the Israelis are evil or the Germans are evil or the Iranians are evil. There's corrupt people in charge of all these countries. By their very nature, they don't get into power unless they're ruthless, and they're competing with all these other ruthless people. So it just becomes par for the course. And then groups the globalists are partnering with start kidnapping little kids, not just running sex slaves, not just running, you know, 18-year-old women, which is bad enough. Now it's little kids, and now it's blow their heads off. You know, I mean, that's in the news, that UN and NATO groups get little kids, rape them, and then blow their heads off. I mean, you know, stuff like that, I don't even want to get into it on air. You can go look it up. I mean, you know, it's like, how far can you go? All the way to hell. That's the thing about evil is, oh, the government deals the drugs, big deal, somebody's going to use it anyways. Next, it's, oh, somebody's going to kidnap little kids and torture them and blow their heads off. So, you know, the government might as well control that. And, you know, we need to control it so we can limit it. You know, that's always the excuse. No, the truth is, you people are demons. And you're trying to start World War III. Why not? I mean, you got some guy, it looks like he's in a $500 suit with wrinkles all over it, up there with a bunch of men giggling, going, we can start killing people. We can stage something and start this war right now. And everybody's saying, hey. Let me tell you, man, you think it's Soviet or Nazi war rooms, even though they were evil, they were sitting around joking? No, they weren't joking. It was very serious. I mean, you guys are a joke. You're going to, even if you were evil, you're not. You've inherited the power structure that Americans built that's become corrupted. You didn't build this, Jack, and you sure are running it into the ground, though. You're running it into the ground. Let me tell you, I've never seen anything more frightening than this little World Bank operative up there giggling and snickering and laughing about staging the murder of people to get us into a war. They'll kill Americans, folks, and then get us into a war, and they think they're so powerful, they admit the crimes in public. By the way, we've invited Dr. Pechenik back on the show, and he has not agreed to come back on yet, so that's out there, by the way. He would have already been on the show, bringing this type of stuff up. You know, we have the courage to put him on the show last week and to just put Paul Craig Roberts on and cover this. And believe me, it does take courage, because if these people will get up on TV and talk about staging fake terror attacks, folks, they'll do anything. And as a man, I've got to resist this, because these people will blow the face of the earth off. They will make this planet uninhabitable if they get their way. And see, you got to come to that point, folks. You got to get past what your neighbors think. You got to get past even losing your life, because if you're not willing to give your life up for freedom, the tyrants will take over. If you stand down, they're going to occupy. You got to go at this 110%. That doesn't mean recklessly, but you've got to resist it. People got to choose sides. And me, I'm against World War III. I I stand with the Pentagon, who's been blocking this Iran nonsense since Cheney wanted to blow up our own ships and blame it on Iran, and that came out in New Yorker magazine. Why do you think senior White House advisors told Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize winner, that? Because they're trying to stop this. The people at the CIA and the people in the Pentagon, there's a fight going on. The real government's trying to stop this from happening. And it's not even because most of them are perfectly moral good guys. They understand, folks, you go shoving the Russians around, they'll have a war with you. It doesn't matter if they're corrupt and falling apart. You go start fights with the Chinese that we've totally built up. And again, it's like the globalists have put Al-Qaeda in charge, and now Al-Qaeda's attacking them. You put the Chinese communist in charge, give them the ICBM MIRV technology, Laura Allen Hughes, and now the globalists want to start a fight with them. It's insanity. God. It totally freaks me out to watch that video, because it'd be one thing if it was clandestinely filmed and it was some cold-blooded guy up there saying it's a dangerous program, but we believe we need to do this, and it needs to be staged. It'd be bad enough, but it's like, we'll just stage something. Like a Skeksis or something out of the Dark Crystal. It isn't funny. People like that will cause World War III, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's exciting to them. You know, I've learned about criminology. So many psychopaths and criminals, they do wilder and wilder stuff until they get caught. They're crying out to be caught. On television, they believe their own propaganda. I mean, oh, man, I tell you. Before I plug some other news here that's important, I want to plug the magazine. They're going quick. Last time they sold out in 36 hours. If you want the new October issue, DARPA, the real Skynet, October surprise, war, ? The end of humanity, rise of the robots. This is an emergency transmission. It blows away the last issue. If you subscribe, though, you can get the first issue. We save some back for subscribers. $59.95. That includes shipping. Nobody can beat that deal. 13 issues delivered to your door for $59.95. Or you can buy them in bulk at cost, 10 for $14.95 and so on. International, it's a little bit more because of the shipping. But again, you can sign up at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I hope to back off their World War III plans. You know, it came out that 4 years ago, what former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern told us indeed was going on, that Cheney was trying to stage a terror attack to get us into war. That got backed off. We got called fearmongers for saying the war with Iran is on. Turned out it was on. It was on again last year with the fake assassination attempts of the Saudi ambassador in New York. That turned out that was fake. We're trying to stop it now. They've had three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs, two heads of CENTCOM, or is it even more, resign, saying they're being ordered to launch attacks. And then the neocon mouthpieces are like, don't listen to Alex Jones and others. There's not going to be a war. No, you just invaded all these countries and are launching proxy wars against Syria, Libya, Iran, everything else. And on TV saying you've already launched proxy wars, giggling about it. Oh, no, there's no danger of a war. So we'll just go, oh, there's no danger of a war. So we'll just shut up and let them all do it. And then if we stop the war, oh, see, there wasn't a war. Oh, Alex, there's no TSA on the streets of America. Boom, they're all over the streets. Oh, big deal. We need them. Alex, there's no secret experimentation. I mean, even though there is, don't be a fearmonger. This is what they do to get you to stand down and have learned helplessness and suspended mass psychosis of mass Stockholm syndrome and normalcy bias. And folks, if you don't know what those terms are, you better look them up. Because our ruling elite are like Hitler turning east to go fight the Russians in 1943. Or Napoleon doing it in 1810 or whatever it was. This is not good, and it's all because these crazy bankers who've built an empire on delusion and their quadrillions of fake debt, they believe they're unstoppable. They believe they're all-powerful. We're repeating history. The New World Order is so good at running our lives, so good at poisoning our water, so good at dumbing us down. But they can't run themselves. See, that's the thing. They're not in control themselves. They're going to destroy themselves and us along with them. So I got to say, the Pentagon's doing a good job trying to stop all this. But there's a fight going on with a minority of people in the Pentagon that want to start World War III. And they got a bunch of so-called Christians who want to get World War III going because they think it's going to make Jesus come back. I mean, you talk about Jim Jones stuff writ large. You people are out of your minds. You think you're going to tie yourselves to a rocket and eject out of here? When you start World War III, think again, I've read the Bible. That ain't in there. The rapture's after all this happens. But your preachers are bought and paid for. It doesn't matter. It's like every Christian group, every time they're getting slaughtered the last 100 years, they think it's the rapture and they stand down and just get killed. I mean, they did it with Hitler. They did it with Stalin. The Ukrainian Christians did it. Christians in Cambodia stood down thinking it was the rapture. And I'm tired of it. Even if the rapture was coming, you think God's going to say he knows you? If all this evil's going on and you just hide in fear because you're afraid and just, oh, praise God, things are getting bad. It's the end of the world, 2012. Talk about evil. I mean, does your spirit, does your gut, that's what your gut is, does it tell you that you're going to be safe just hiding and going to a little church that tells you, now, spy on your neighbors, Romans 13, it's of the Lord. The government loves us. No, the government's a bunch of devil-worshipping demons. And if you serve this government, you might as well just swear allegiance to Satan. Unless you work within the government to stop what's happening. But if you aid the people running this government, you're going to hell. This is just out. We're going to get it up at Infowars.com. It's from the NapaPatch.com. Napa chalk suspect. Assigned public defender. They've given her felony charge for writing YouTube Building 7, the building they publicly blew up and said they were going to blow up in front of everyone. They said, get back, we're going to bring it down, said on the news it had fallen on its own footprint before it even did. That's called jumping the gun. We had her on for 45 minutes on the nightly news last night. That interview in video is up at Infowars.com if you want to go watch it. Nice young lady. No criminal record. She's coming on the radio with an update tomorrow. And they're going ahead with the prosecution. They say it's a felony vandalism to draw with chalk. Children are allowed to, but your political speech, and the judge said, I don't want to hear it from you. We want to put you in jail. It's all there. I mean, and it's like, and like the media is like, it's a waste of taxpayer money. No, it's not. Drive the scum American into submission. Destroy free speech. Destroy America. That's why I'm announcing, I meant to get to it today, I ran out of time in this hour. I'm going to go out tomorrow, and I'm going to chalk all over Austin, and I'm telling people all over, if you believe in the First Amendment, if you feel as I feel, we've got to use the First Amendment or lose it, then get out there. People are like, the liability, Alex, of telling people to go chalk. Look, it's free association. We got to exercise the First Amendment. Okay? I mean, I'm going to go out and do it. As part of Free Speech Week, and I'm going to film the TSA, which, by the way, is not illegal to do. We've got an article out on that. We're going to let these government scum know that we're not their property. They're trying to take us over. They farm us like they're food now. They work for foreign banks. They're collaborators. Those aren't just words, folks. I come to you from FEMA Region 6 under the Rural Council. I don't live in America anymore. I'm mad about it. I don't care how much PR and propaganda you got that you're good. The government is run by murdering child molesters, okay? Homeland Security, all of them, run the white slavery rings. And I will not be part of it, you murderers. And all of you that work for it, that think it's good and serve it and get off on the power trip, you might as well kneel to Satan right now. If you work for the system and quietly resist it, that's fine. That's honorable. But if you love it and you're like a pig wallowing in a bunch of mud, then you are disgusting. Man, if you don't know this is tyranny, you're blind spiritually. Makes me sick. I never got to. You know you're a conspiracy theorist if it's up at InfoWars.com. We added a bunch to the Liberty Blitzkriegs. If you're capable of critical thinking, you're one. You distrust mainstream media, you're one. You like nature, you're one. You think it's a good idea to spend Friday night and Thanksgiving with your family rather than camping outside Best Buy to get cheap plasma television made by slaves in China. You think it's a little strange WTC-7 came down at free fall speed on 9/11. It was not hit by a plane. You think the drones in America might not be for Al-Qaeda. You would like to be able to get on a plane without having to engage in mandatory radiation bath and digital strip search. You have read a book in the past year. You think you have a right to protest. You think the war on terror is a scam. You think the war on drugs is a scam. You think that the anger directed at America of the Middle East could possibly be related to a foreign policy rather than having how amazingly free we are. You think the Republicans and Democrats are exactly the same on important issues affecting our country. You think that believing in the Constitution does not constitute a terrorist act. You have heard of the Bill of Rights and even name one or some of them. You have questioned whether the government loves you. You think the right to bear arms is not for hunting, rather so citizens can fight back to the government become a bunch of tyrannical thugs. And it just goes on from there. And Paul Watson added a bunch of his points to it. Well, Paul and I did this morning, so we've expanded on it. And we want you to add your points underneath it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll take the best ones and add it into a new one tomorrow as a new meme to say you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't think sodium fluoride admitted at the levels it's in the water gives you brain damage in a Harvard study. If you don't think it's good, you're bad. And I'll announce this properly tomorrow, but get this out to everybody right now. This is so important. New national anti-TSA campaign launched. Opt out and film week launched at InfoWars.com.